Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, 3 o'clock hour at Amerant Bank Arena. Do you know why we're playing this song, Crowder? I'll give you a guess.
Oh, burning down the Ritz.
That's right. Putting on the Ritz. You nailed it.
Because Mark Sanchez got arrested at the Ritz.
A great call. Josh, you know why we're playing this song today?
No, I was. That's actually a good guess, though.
Huh? Appreciate you, brother. Burning down the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz.
What's the Ritz?
The artist is named Taco.
Oh.
And today's Taco Tuesday. I'm doing the backwards math. Am I correct, Jimmy? Is that why we're playing Putting on the Ritz?
That is correct.
All right. Good producing out of you. I see Solana's getting set up in his home studio. He was out doing some heat stuff today with the FanDuel Sports Network team and Jackson. Amy Audibert and Tommy Tighe and a cast of thousands. Solana actually texted us earlier, why have we not mentioned Norman Powell's game last night? I didn't even know Norman Powell played last night.
Solana was the only person that watched.
What happened last night, Solana, with the Heat? But make it quick, please.
Well, it started out with tip-off. And you know, Triple J jumped real high.
Well, no, I mean, I thought it was fascinating that prior to the game, Eric Spoelstra went into detail about Keshawn Johnson and how much, you know, he has been able to harness his athletic prowess.
I've muted him because I had enough of that. I'm going to have to play Tony Reale here. Nah, I'm just teasing, Solana. I told you I wouldn't do that anymore. But just for comedic effect, I had to do that one time.
That was good. No, that was good, sure. And but I did find it fascinating that, you know, Spo credited Keyshawn so much before the game and, you know, it really
right.
translated.
Is there anything you have to report from last night's Heat game that's interesting?
Norman Powell can hoop. No joke. Tyler Hero's going to miss the first 8 to 12 weeks. And yesterday, Norman Powell, they're not even drawing up plays for him. I spoke to Bam at practice about it today. And yeah, like they're going to need that. Crowder, you're always asking for somebody who can just score. Go get a bucket. Bro, yesterday, 18 points, didn't play that many minutes. He can go get a bucket.
And so he's a poor man's DeMar DeRozan.
No. And Eric Spoelstra refuses to give Khalil Ware any sort of credit for anything.
I read. That's kind of funny.
Like, Khalil's on his bad list?
I don't know. He seems to continually want to motivate Khalil.
Yeah.
And Spo's track of doing it with him is to not compliment him ever about anything.
Khalil,
it just
yesterday.
that's the path he's chosen with Khalil, correct?
Is he lazy?
Khalil, no. They don't think he plays as hard as he should. But Khalil yesterday, like, this dude is playing in the fourth quarter of a meaningless preseason game with Myron Gardner, Trevor Keels, like guys who are never going to make the NBA, and he puts up in 23 minutes, he puts up a double-double, 18 and 13. And Eric Spoelstra after the game. So what do you think of his double-double? Well, I loved a three-minute spurt from him where he actually impacted winning. Every other minute was meaningless. He has to impact winning.
All right, Solana's with us now. We'll be here till 5. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. You've got Panthers and Blackhawks tonight opening the NHL season. And the doors are going to open here at the Amerant Bank Arena in less than an hour. Doors will open at 4. Ceremony scheduled to begin at 5 tonight. The banner raising and the puck drop will be shortly thereafter. We'll have Appel do the headlines, even though Solana's here. We'll have Appel do the headlines since he did them in the last hour. Headlines with Josh Appel are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Norman Powell. The Heat lost last night 103-93 in a preseason game to the Bucks. Norman Powell. Solana?
Yeah, he was good. No joke. He's good.
You know, I was unreasonably excited when they got Norman Powell. You remember, were. I went from 0 to 60 about the Heat, and I still feel that way. I don't think that they're a top four team in the East, although I could make the case for that based on injuries in the East. But I do think Norman Powell is going to make a big difference for that Heat squad.
Solana, you telling me 10 seconds left on the shot clock, everybody stand on the baseline, Norm gets the ball, top of the key, we got a bucket.
Yeah, it's either Norman Powell or Nikola Jokic, 100%.
If
those
you
are the two guys.
Nikola Jokic.
The Heat play again in the preseason tomorrow against the Spurs. Panthers, of course, tonight host the Blackhawks. They'll raise a banner. No Barkov, no Tkachuk. Coverage on WQAM begins right after we're done on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana at 5 o'clock. The Dolphins, they take on the Chargers this Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium. The Dolphins are 1-4. And Tony Pauline, I don't know if you find him credible or not, or if you've even heard of him, but he's a longtime NFL writer, and he wrote a story today, and he has folks telling him, I don't know how plugged in these people are, but he has folks telling him that apparently the Dolphins are interested in Rex Ryan if and when they move on from Mike McDaniel.
That's the opposite of Mike McDaniel.
Well, that's what I was telling Appel before the show started. And, you know, Appel's like, hey, this guy hasn't coached in 15 years.
And was bad the last time.
But
it was.
if the track that Stephen Ross wants to take is, I need to do the opposite of what we've done. I need to have a guy, a Dan Campbell type.
Yep.
That's Rex Ryan.
Yes, 100%.
So, you can't, my point is, you can't complain about the McDaniel methodology and then have it replaced with the Rex Ryan methodology and complain. I mean, it's kind of what people are complaining for.
But you can find someone else who isn't Rex Ryan who has
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
A Rex Ryan type or someone who's quote-unquote tougher, fine. I'm
right.
in.
You know who
for
that
Rex Ryan specifically, out.
You know who
capital
that was?
O.
That was Brian Flores. Defensive
yes.
tough.
Yes.
He had communication problems, though.
Yeah, he did not get along with Chris Greer, mainly. I mean, the main community, and Tua, obviously.
Yes.
And at that point, Tua was more important than the head coach. And Chris Greer, I think, was most important to Stephen Ross. And Brian Flores not only didn't get along with Chris Greer, I kind of feel, from what I've read, went out of his way to not get along
yes.
with Chris Greer, to stake out his territory, and he lost that battle. So you can have a guy who's like that, yes, yet is also collaborative, mm-hmm. if you remember the word that they kept using yeah. when they got rid of Brian Flores.
I heard it wasn't neutral. It was dislike.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is my question. So we're talking about that approach, the Rex Ryan approach, Dan Campbell approach, to the more gentle approaches, the Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel's in the stream. Sean McVay.
Mm-hmm.
That little tree, Mike McDaniel's extreme of the Shanahan, yeah. McVay, Kevin O'Connell tree. Kevin O'Connell cusses people out.
So does Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur did it earlier, yeah.
Matt LaFleur is a pleasant dude who wears them high-ass collars on his button-up shirt.
Rocks a vest with the best of them.
But do you bring in if you bring in a hard-nosed defensive guy, how do you develop Tua or this young quarterback you bring
There's
in?
There's no more developing of Tua.
The coach that they're going to bring in, the selling point is, hey, we're either going to be able to get rid of him this offseason, or we've got one more year with him, and then we've got a ton of cap space, and we start over in 27. That's the selling point for whoever gets this job.
So you're getting – we're drafting a guy?
They're drafting, or they're going another direction? Because it's not going to be Tua Tagovailoa at the very
least. They whiffed on Flacco because he was available, apparently.
That's the question. So it's if McDaniel's gone, is Greer and Tua gone as well?
Have to. They have to be.
I'm not so certain that Tua has to be gone.
If they have aspirations that they claim they do, I don't know how. The only reason why Tua Tagovailoa would be back with the Dolphins in 2026 is because of the money. That's it. And after 2026, there's an out, and I would bet. No, I have a kid coming. I can't say this. Look, I don't think Tua Tagovailoa is here after 2026, period.
2027. What if he develops a scrambling game?
But what if there's two examples that we've talked about. There's Daniel Jones, who is balling when Shane Steichen looked terrible with Daboll.
Yeah.
And then Baker Mayfield.
Sam Darnold
went out and got him another $100 million deal balling with the Vikings. And then Baker Mayfield jumped around, gets to Tampa, and now he looks like MVP.
Here's what you do. Whoever's backing up for Kyle Shanahan or Kevin O'Connell or Sean McVay, that's who you go. Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones went crazy the other
Mac
night.
Mac Jones. They got a quarterback controversy all of a sudden. Who's starting for San Fran this weekend?
Still undecided.
No.
The one thing in common with all those things, change of scenery. I'm with Appel. I think Tua's here next year because he needs to be because of the monetary investment you made already with him. But there is that out in 2026. This has to be a stopgap year next year, that bridge year, where Tua's here because he's here, but you're drafting a quarterback this upcoming season. I don't care what pick you have. It'll likely be outside of the top 10 because that's how the Dolphins function. But
they're going to win five in a row at the end.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they're going to do just enough. They're going to do just
Riley
enough.
Riley Patterson's going to hit a 65-yarder in the final game to launch them to the 14th pick of the next draft.
But to this monetary thing y'all brought up, what about the Denver approach? With Russ, they said, F it. How much we need? I get you $24 million. They paid him $20-something million to get out of my building.
Yeah, it just will be whether or not Ross has the stomach to do that. Because I don't think Tua is to the level of what Russell Wilson was near the end in Denver. I still think he's more productive than that. He's just not worth what they're giving him. And this has played itself out. And when they can get out of it, they should.
Hawk thinks Tua can beat Daniel Jones, though.
I believe Tua could have a resurgence somewhere the way Ryan Tannehill did and Sam Darnold did and Daniel Jones is doing. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
Which is fine, and it's totally possible. It's just time. Like, they tried it here, they paid him, and it hasn't worked out.
It's the same thing with Tannehill. I mean, it really was. It was seven seasons, you know, like... We're at that. We're like, okay, you're not terrible. This wasn't a disaster, but it's just not for us right now. Yeah. It's not working out for us right now.
And I hope if and when that happens, Tua goes and has a successful finish to his career somewhere else. But like I said earlier, at least Sunday, definitively, we will finally be able to tell who is better between Justin Herbert and Tua Tagovailoa. We'll know that after Sunday.
They've played before.
Yeah, but we still have the debate.
Yeah, doesn't Tua win the battle?
Yeah.
Tua wins the battle.
And
Herbert, battle's over.
And Herbert shut the door after the first couple of weeks of the season, but that door's creeping open again because of the last couple of weeks.
There's no door creeping over here. No, sir.
Well, anyways, that's 1 o'clock on Sunday. The Canes are off this weekend. They play Louisville next Friday at home. Just talking about the Bengals trading for Joe Flacco today as well. Inter Miami, they host Atlanta United this Saturday. Jordi Alba, he announced his retirement, second retirement announcement in the last couple of weeks for Inter Miami. Sergio Busquets also did a few weeks ago. And Solana, I don't know if you saw this. I don't know how to pronounce the guy's last name, so I didn't even include it in the 2 o'clock headlines. But they did sign another player in conjunction with this announcement for Jordi Alba. So there will be another addition to Inter Miami here.
Unless the guy's name is Norman Powell, Solana looks confused.
Yeah, I didn't see that they signed somebody. I saw Jordi Alba announced to retire at the end of the season, but I'll...
Is Suarez next? Are they all just going to retire except for Messi?
Messi signed that contract extension. That dude's going to be there whether he's dead or alive. Beckham and Moss are putting him in that new stadium.
No, I said Messi will be here, but is everybody else going to?
What's that movie, Hawk, that you always reference where they slug the dead guy around?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's in the new stadium.
Doesn't he partially own the stadium?
It'd be funny if they had a weekend at Messi's, ticket package.
That man's going to get people in that door.
Anything else in the headlines, Appel?
Nothing else. Your weather sponsored by Chillzone AC featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Partly cloudy skies. The party on the Publix Plaza. Oh, it is
it
off
is going
the chain
on.
Right. It is unbelievable.
It really is. They're about to. People are lining up to get in. Let me
some haze, some hose, some give a, waving left and right.
Oh, that's a party. Let me give people a little update again. If you're listening to us and you're confused because Panther season has all of a sudden appeared seemingly out of nowhere because, you know, you're ready for football. The game tonight starts at 5 p.m. I repeat, if you've got Panthers tickets, I don't think there's tickets available still. I mean, there are on the resale market, but I don't think there's actual tickets available other than resale.
Yeah.
If you have tickets, the game starts at 5. If you show up at 6:30 or 7 o'clock tonight, you're going to see the third period, maybe. And I say that because Appel has a friend who had season tickets who didn't even realize the game started at 5 tonight. So a little warning to everybody. You're going to hear it on this radio station. But if you are coming to the game, you want to celebrate the back-to-back Stanley Cup championships, and you want to be here for the beginning of the quest for a three-peat, you want to be in your seat by 5 o'clock tonight at the Amerant Bank Arena. There is a party on the plaza going on right now. Doors are going to open at 4 o'clock, so about 40 minutes from now, doors are going to open. They've got some live music up here in the Coors Light Cold Zone that will be playing. Mike Cugno is standing here. He'll be watching you if you come up here. Like, he'll just kind of watch you. Don't go up to him, though. He's awkward, so don't, like... Yeah, don't rattle them. But, yeah, the doors will open in less than an hour, and there will be hockey going on. So make sure you're here on time.
Just to
approach him from the front. Don't sneak up on Cugno.
The look on his face.
A note, Hawk, Crowder and Appel, and Jimmy, there's tickets. I just looked right now. SeatGeek, which is the official ticket provider of the Florida Panthers, there are plenty of tickets available for a good price. You can get in the door right now, $70. Obviously, you're sitting up top, but $70 to go watch
Appel
the
and I are
going to
buy tickets. We haven't bought them yet. Appel and I are going to stay for the game. We are buying tickets, and we're going to buy them on the resale market there on SeatGeek. But we looked. Yeah, there are tickets available, and I think, again, as people find out the game's at 5, they may say, oh, I didn't know the game was at 5, or I can't get Johnny out of school by 5 o'clock. And, again, I don't know if this was the league made the decision to have the Panthers kick off the triple header tonight, if the network made the decision, if Odyssey made the decision. I don't know the chain of command, but
they got screwed.
Anytime you can get screwed. Two teams who didn't make the playoffs last year playing in prime time on opening night after the banner raising, you have to do that.
So anyway, whenever it starts, the banner's going up. We got the second one. We're going for 3. I mean, get your ass out here by 5 and enjoy a little hockey. We'll come back. We'll talk some more Dolphins and Panthers.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're damn right I am. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena, and Jimmy, off the air, says, are you guys ready? And Mike Cugno, who's joining us, says, shut up, Jimmy. And then Jimmy, because when we go live, he says in our headphones, Mike is hot. The mics are on. He says, Mike is hot. And Mike goes, You're damn right I am. He's all about Jimmy. Jimmy, remember the last time we had Cuño on, you called him a jackass. You called him on his phone, called him a jackass, and hung up.
I did.
You want to apologize to him?
Me apologize? Ooh, oh, nah.
Not, listen, my parents called me asking what is going on the radio this week. I don't understand. Who's this Jimmy character? Right, and what did you do to him?
Yeah, Jimmy will get under your skin.
I'll sanction the fight.
So we're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Mike Cuño is here. You've got Panthers hockey tonight starting at 5 o'clock. Cuño is here for CBS4. And all the newscasters and sports writers are all here. When's your next live hit?
We're in the 5 o'clock. So after puck drops and everyone gets going and everyone's nicely tucked away in their seats, getting ready for the banner ceremony, we'll be out here.
It's fun to be back here. I was just talking with Crowder off the air. The turkey sandwich guy is here, and we love Turkey Sandwich Man. We don't know what his name is, but he has been here for decades.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the greatest food offering. You know, Cuño has a side food bit going.
Oh, I do.
This is unbelievable. So Cuño texts me after the UM game, which, by the way, sorry about your Seminoles. We know that you were rooting for FSU. And
heartbroken.
Yeah. So he's got a side deal. What's the president of University of Miami's name?
Joe Echevarria.
Echevarria.
Yeah.
So Joe Echevarria.
Fan of the show, by the way.
I know. He has made a deal with Cuño, or Cuño's made a deal with him, that every time the Hurricanes win a game,
yep,
you eat two donuts.
Two donuts, because we ran into each other in the tunnel after they beat the Gators, and he was telling me, he's like, you got to have some cheat days, man, you know? And so I said, all right, what do you do? And he says, I have a couple of donuts or something. And
is Echevarria fit?
Yeah, he is. So I said, all right, I'll do two donuts after every Canes win. So if he's listening, you'll get your donut. I don't know how I'm going to prove it to him. I don't have his number or anything.
Well, we can go get you a couple donuts here, I'm sure.
Yeah, we just got to get the video evidence to him somehow.
No, I'm saying we could do it right now on the stream. I mean, how about two turkey sandwiches?
That's not.
How about I go two turkey sandwiches, heavy mayo on both? Would that be equivalent? God. Would that be equivalent to two donuts?
No, you would not do. I would not.
No heavy mayo.
No mayo ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Interesting.
And there's no cutesy stuff here with the donuts, right? These are like full-on sugary.
So that's my thing. I don't want to get, like, the novelty donuts that's like a whole cake. You know what I mean? With, like, bacon and stuff.
Oh, don't get me started.
No,
it's like the Bloody Mary.
I just saw
a Bloody Mary that's $150.
Right.
Comes with a lobster.
Yeah.
You're not having a Bloody Mary.
Right. Just get me two.
But in other words, are you going to have your wife, Jen, because she makes the zucchini muffins,
right,
are you going to try to skirt the bet here by eating some sort of zucchini donut?
No. I'll go
Krispy Kreme.
I'll go Krispy Kreme. Yeah.
All right.
Something from Publix or something.
All right.
It's about the caloric intake.
Seeing if there's anybody here that can run.
I'm sorry.
Is your diet about the caloric intake? Because if we can get the calories of two donuts, then we can find something else you can eat in celebration.
No. Because it's like I don't do the calorie counting at this point. No, I'm too old for that. I don't got the energy for it.
So bread.
It's just like we're going to eat those two donuts and then probably not eat anything else the rest of the day.
And you're going to go to the gym for 6 hours straight.
Right. Yeah. Look at myself in the mirror and go, you idiot.
Be guilt-ridden.
With Ben Stiller. When he was
heavyweights.
Yeah. He was yelling at the pizza.
He shocks himself with it. Yeah. That's me.
What do we know if Stoner's Pizza is still here at the Amerant Bank Arena? Because remember, they brought us those half-baked cookies.
Those are delicious.
Those are delicious. Would you eat two giant half-baked cookies while we do the show?
No, it's donuts.
All right, I'm just checking. If I text Joe Echevarria,
you have his number?
No.
Okay.
Because if anyone at the UM administration gives me their number, I'm just going to pepper them for a plaque at the radio station. So no one wants any contact.
Go all the way, y'all. Get a
from
statue.
The universe.
Well, that's the thing. When Gino gets his statue, you should have like a little Hawkman that's built in.
That's there with a headphone and a microphone that's
like,
covering.
Like almost like a G.I. Joe that's like attached to the bottom of it.
Yes, exactly that. Mike Cuño can be our 15 minutes of game day uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Dolphins, as bad as they've been, mm-hmm. and I know a lot of people didn't expect them to be great this season, I don't think people expected them to be this bad or blow a 17-point lead against the Carolina Panthers. Sure. So what can you do? Are you just flailing at this point? Like, what can Mike McDaniel do at this point?
Well, you guys, you know, you guys asked me this like last week. I think it was Solana. Like, what's their identity? And I said they were going to have to be a scrappy team. They were going to have to scrap for everything. And I still believe that. If you can't stop the run and you can't run the ball, you really don't have what your identity is, because what opened up the deep passing game a couple of years ago was their ability to run the ball. Everyone kind of forgets about that. That kind of went hand in hand. So here we are and going into week six, and you don't have what your identity is, and that's a big problem.
You can't get
for them
at week six.
I don't think so. It's gonna be really tough.
Is it the chef or the groceries? Because I criticize Anthony Weaver. But, like, you know, I was watching those runs. They're missing tackles. They're getting rooted up out of there. Kenneth Grant getting
8 yards.
Kenneth Grant got thrown from the right side of the line all the way to the left.
I can get pushed 8 yards. Like, I could do that.
Like, is there talent 1-4, or is McDaniel and Weaver really calling bad games?
I think at this point there's a mixture of things where the players are trying to do too much. And it's just not working. Like, when you get out of your assignments, I asked head coach Mike McDaniel about this yesterday, about the run defense. He said guys are just overlapping responsibilities, so that they're not trusting each other to do the right thing. So, okay, so that's problematic in and of itself. The turnovers were an issue for the first 3-4 weeks. Last week against the Jets, they forced 3. First 2 series of the game, they forced 2, and they just kept going with that, but forgetting that, first and foremost, stop the ball before you try to rip the ball away. I can't tell you how many times you're watching Jack Jones get carried down the field an extra 10, 15 yards. If you make some of those tackles earlier, then you're continuing to put the ball in Bryce Young's hands. And that's what I want. Make Bryce Young beat you. Don't let the running game keep beating you. And that's what they did. That's unfortunately the reality situation. They just did not trust each other there on defense. And then they were making the mistake of being overly aggressive, trying to punch balls out instead of just making the right simple play.
It feels like Cuneo, in just 5 games, Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots have leaped Mike McDaniel to Chris Greer, this version of the Dolphins. And I know it's early. Anything can happen, but that Drake May performance was impressive. Mm-hmm. They already beat the Dolphins this year. What do you do with that? Where, okay, you were never as good as Buffalo, but fine, it's Josh Allen, it's Buffalo, it is what it is. But now you're probably not even the second best team in the AFC East either. I just wonder, like, what do you do with that if you're Stephen Ross, looking at how everything's matriculating right now?
Right. Well, I think the Dolphins have a number of issues to the point where if they're worrying about what the Patriots are doing, then they're worrying about the wrong things, because they should have beaten the Patriots. They should have gotten those stops. They shouldn't have allowed a kick return. And then you're not really having this conversation, right? And you're not even asking this question because – look, the Dolphins nearly beat the Bills at their home as well. Without that turnover there at the end, this looks completely different. And then you say, oh, well, we hung tough with the Bills. Maybe we didn't win that game. The Patriots hung tough, ended up beating the Bills. Yeah, that all checks out, but you would have had that win against the Patriots. So if the Dolphins start worrying about other teams, I think they're worrying about the wrong thing.
Cuneo, how are you evaluating Tua right now? Because I feel like
It's tough.
The contract obviously changes the math here. But the last 2 games, he's played overall pretty solid.
Yep.
But when they need him most, again, at the end of the game against Carolina, he comes up short. And it just feels like that's a common and a running theme more and more and more. So where are you right now in how you're evaluating his season at this point? He's got 10 touchdowns. It's like tied for third in the league.
Yeah. It's really tough, and I don't want to say it's an unfair criticism, because it's not like he lost the game for the Dolphins last week. He misses one throw, really, right? But he spots the defense 17 points. I mean, well, it was in conjunction with each other because they get the turnovers. But hey, a 17-point lead, your defense should be able to control the Panthers and handle that. I don't look at it maybe as a Tua issue, what happened in Carolina. I think it was more offensively as a whole, because they weren't just able to move the ball. They had something like 18 net yards after their first touchdown, basically into the fourth quarter. It was a crazy number. But in terms of evaluating him, in the last few games, even the Bills game, he basically has been doing well, with maybe one mistake there, 2 mistakes if you count the overthrow. I don't think if you look at that loss and go, that's on Tua, I don't necessarily think that's fair to him.
No, but it gets magnified, though, when he's a $50 million quarterback. Sure. And that's like you watched Trevor Lawrence last night where he has an up-and-down game, but he's being tasked to go down there at the end against the Chiefs of all teams, and Steve Spagnuolo, and he gets it done. And so when you see other quarterbacks in that same realm of where they're getting paid come through in those spots, like to me, when you need him most, that's what you're paying him to do. It kind of makes the other stuff irrelevant prior to that drive, in my opinion.
Right. You know what?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what was probably more concerning to me is punting on that last drive. I would have just I
hated it.
Ride and die with the $50 million guy. I know it's 4th and 18, but they had all three timeouts. If the Dolphins were able to bend and not break there and they kick another field goal, they're still in the game. They get the ball back.
I said it earlier. It's telling that Mike McDaniel clearly felt more confident in that defense getting a stop than their offense getting 17.
Well,
yards.
So hold on with that, because that's a weird statement to me to make, because last year I watched Mario Cristobal do that to Cam Ward on 4th and 9 against Syracuse. I think there's some analytics or stuff that goes into these scenarios, and
that was even more infuriating.
Yeah, right.
That one.
But even when you have the guy, we've seen coaches. It happened with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers and LaFleur many years ago, it's a 4th and 6 or something.
It was against
in the
Brady too, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they kick a field goal instead of just keeping it in Aaron Rodgers' hand. There is something that goes on those sidelines. I don't know what it is in terms of analytics where they're okay with doing that. Whereas we, I think, fans and viewers and media think, this guy makes X amount of money, leave the ball in his hands, and you just win and lose with that.
Well,
guy.
Especially when you watched what they were doing to the Dolphins' defense,
sure.
Bryce Young.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
like, why give him another chance? You know you're not going to stop him.
Right, right.
What do you call the offense? You like whirling dervish?
Oh, a whirling dervish. Give me a little whirling dervish.
Like, you can't run an offense through the antics, Mike. I know that. But the flea flickers.
Yeah.
Remember the two of no-look passes, the shuttle passes, the reverses they used to run.
The motion.
All the stuff that we fell in love with when they were scoring all those points, number one offense, and times are getting tough now, and we don't see it anymore. Why would you get more conservative when things are going downhill for them?
I can tell you probably what happened in that game was not having Tyreek Hill, because, look, even though it seems like they had not been getting the deep balls to Tyreek, they had at least had to respect his ability on the field. You saw the motions and everything. So even the short pass game, the dink and dunk stuff to the Malik Washingtons and Devon Achan, wasn't working last week. I'm wondering if that's a space issue where, because Tyreek's not in the field, they're not backing up on their heels a little bit, creating a little bit of space for those guys to at least have some sort of ball control. There's no ball control in that game. It was after the first or second touchdown, it's 5 straight punts. They couldn't sustain everything. And I'm wondering if after the turnovers, maybe the Panthers saw something where they kind of figured out, okay, we don't need to, you know, sit back on these guys. We can kind of play up a little bit. Did they figure something out that now the Dolphins offense has to get used to now that Tyreek's not in there?
I hope not. Also sad.
But we could talk
Canes and Seminoles. But, I mean,
we could talk
Panthers.
We're here.
I watched the flea flicker that Carson Beck threw in the FSU game, the flea flicker.
Yeah.
I watched Jared Goff throw a flea flicker last week.
Yeah.
Why don't we throw flea flickers? We used to do flea flickers. We don't do any innovative plays.
Is that your answer? The defense would be up. They would have two sacks on one play. They would sack the quarterback and the running back who's trying to pitch it back. Same time, two sacks. There's no protection. Don't have time to do that.
No offensive creativity.
It's hard to be creative when you can't move the ball in the first place.
What does Mike McDaniel say to the team? I know he talked about having spoken with Stephen Ross after the game, because Stephen Ross was there at the Carolina game. Like, what can he say? Does he sound any different off the air than he does at his press conferences? Because you've spoken with him. And when I watch, like, the post-game press conference or even the Monday presser, I'm at this point where, like, it's frustrating to watch him stumble and and everything, and I'm wondering if he sounds different when he's talking with Stephen Ross or with you during a one-on-one.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't talked to him since the preseason, but all I can say about the press conference is that you're losing. There's nothing fun about what's happening.
But in other words, I saw John Harbaugh. Yeah, it was John Harbaugh after the Baltimore, and they got their asses kicked. I saw him in the post-game press conference say, like, he was fired up. That's on me. That ain't happening again. I'm going to rally the troops, blah, blah, like, and he instilled some sort of weird confidence. And then I watched McDaniel, and I don't know what the hell he was saying. But I got an idea of what John Harbaugh was going to say to the Ravens. And I was like, is Mike McDaniel going to say this to the Dolphins? Because that's not going to fix anything.
You're in a weird position of, like, you can't change being you. Because the second you appear phony to everybody, that's when I think you start to lose people's attention. He has to continue to be who he is and trust that what he's coming up with works. Whether or not it works is another story. But I can't – it's hard to concentrate.
Are you getting thrown off? Because usually TV guys can
work through anything.
Is there
a water revival or something going on behind me?
Have you ever seen the rain?
Yes.
It is clear. Creedence Clearwater.
A little CCR.
I thought it was old. That's
old impressive. Soul.
Or is it gone?
Led Zeppelin.
Not Led Zeppelin. Do you know the lead singer of Clearance? Now I can't even get it.
No, you got it.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Do you know the lead singer?
I do, and I legitimately know this, but I can't think of his name right now. He sings a lot. They sang a lot of war songs after disbanded. Uh-huh. Yeah. Why can't I think of his name?
Cunio, do you know?
What? It's going to bother
the lead singer. The lead singer of CCR.
No. Buffalo Springfield?
That's funny, though.
I'm just pulling the name.
That's not a song, a band from that era. Do you know?
Cleveland.
Yeah. My dad's going to kill me.
Clearwater Killers.
That's right.
Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins is
receiver?
The lead singer of Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's John Fogerty.
Oh,
John Fogerty.
If the Panthers lose tonight, I'll be more mad about me not getting John Fogerty than any loss that'll happen tonight. I should know that.
But there was an era when he left the band, Sammy Watkins took over for a couple of years. And he was fantastic. It was like when Sammy Hagar took over for David Lee Roth.
That's what I was getting.
Yeah, a lot of people, when it comes to CCR, it's like, who are you, a Fogerty fan or Sammy Watkins? All right, we'll let you go, Cunha.
America's number one sports adjacent radio. Sign ain't lying.
Cunha's got work to do. Watch him on CBS4 tonight. Thank you, Cunha, as always. And if you want to see a really angry Mike
Cunha. That's AI. That's AI. That's not me.
If you want to see a really angry Mike Cunha, go to my Instagram at Radio Mark Hockman. I'm doing a little bit with him. And he, like, flipped out, man.
No way that does not come back and bite me one day.
I feel bad for his family. Did you see the look in his eyes? He was ready to kill me.
Anger management is every Tuesday and Thursday.
I've never seen that look from him before.
If looks could kill.
It was called misplaced anger. I looked at you and I saw Jimmy in front of me.
He was white ready to go to war. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up here on the program from the Amerant Bank Arena.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.